It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans in the state legislature have introduced several bills they say will improve election procedures. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says one is an attempt at voter suppression.
The most sweeping bill would effectively end Colorado's all-mail ballot system. Voters would have to request a mail ballot. Everyone else would have to vote in person, with early voting limited to 1 week before Election Day. Clerks would also stop counting ballots at midnight on Election Day, even if that meant throwing out legally cast votes. The bill only has one sponsor, Republican Senator Paul Lundeen. It's expected to be voted down in committee. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Nearly 60 young Coloradans will help promote the use of the state's mental health crisis hotline this spring. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The crisis hotline offers free, confidential, and professional mental health support. Youth in the Below the Surface campaign will craft marketing messages and manage local outreach campaigns. It aims to help teens navigate academic and social pressures, bullying and harassment, substance use, depression and anxiety, and family instability. Since the pandemic began, the crisis line experienced a 36% increase in texts and calls. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coloradans hard hit economically by the pandemic may be able to use this tax season to get some serious cash. Kelly Wagoner directs Get Ahead Colorado, which helps people file their taxes for free and checks to see whether they're eligible for tax credits.
It's one of the most effective ways for lifting people out of poverty because it does provide a huge cash influx into your household.
Wagoner says on average, Colorado families and individuals receive about $2,200 through tax credits. Undocumented workers who did not qualify for the earned income tax credit before now qualify this year. This is CPR News.